It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
It is Boomer and Gio on the Fan, CBS Sports Network. We're going to be joined by a special guest in a matter of moments, a man who has been working on this station for a while, and one of Boomer's favorite shows on the station, other than this particular show. That's going to be Ed Randall. This is his theme music that we are playing right now, and Ed has an event coming up. He's got a foundation, Fans for the Cure, and he wants to invite you and let you know about the Miracle Mets 50th anniversary celebration. Well, he's going to be the moderator with Cleon Jones, Ed Cranepole, Art Shamsky, and Ron Swoboda. And that is coming up on the 21st at the SVA Theater. You're also going to have Edgardo Alfonso there, one of my favorite Mets of recent memory. So this is a pretty cool event that's going to help out a great cause, Fans for the Cure, which is Ed's foundation. Ed, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, no, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. And I just would like to bring to your attention how happy I am to be on, because 30 years ago tonight at 5.04 p.m., I was in Candlestick Park when the earthquake hit.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
So ever since that moment, I've been grateful to be any place, and I'm so happy to be with you guys. Thanks.
It's our pleasure, Ed. And, you know, I do love your show, and I think that your passion for baseball obviously resonates with everybody who does listen to it. And it's what I would say is a clean baseball show, and it's everything you want to know about baseball. Let me ask you, from your perspective, who should the Mets hire as their next manager?
I think they absolutely need somebody with experience to provide, and this is, don't read into this word, discipline. They need somebody with experience, period, end of story.
Give me a name.
I think Girardi would be terrific. I would love to see Dusty Baker. And Boomer, how come nobody ever mentions Willie Randolph?
Well, I think we've been down that road before. I don't think Willie Randolph
would want. No, but I'm just saying it's amazing to me that he doesn't even get any consideration whatsoever. But a Dusty Baker, Joe Girardi would be terrific now that Joe is relocated, Madden is relocated to the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, so tell me about what you're doing on Monday night and how this whole thing's going to go down and how people can join you if they want.
Well, thanks. We are going to host. It's pretty much going to be a live edition of the Sunday morning show, Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. And we have Ron Swoboda. We're bringing in Cleon Jones from Mobile. We'll have Ed Cranepole and Art Shamsky in a two-hour conversation about the 69 Mets. Not the greatest team ever to win a World Series, but certainly, I think, the most iconic team to win a World
Series. 69!
Yes.
And all that it represented against the backdrop of what was going on in our lives in 1969. So we're going to have a two-hour conversation with them, preceded by remarks by Edgardo Alfonso, who my charity helped when he had difficulties with prostate cancer. So he's going to come and speak before the program begins. And all of the money will help us continue to save men's lives by promoting our work in early detection and treatment options for prostate cancer and supporting prostate cancer research. All of the money, 100%, goes to expanding our mission.
Ed, I have to tell you, you were a tremendous resource for me when I was a producer, because I used to produce your show occasionally.
Right, I remember.
And you used to give all the producers who produced that show one sheet of paper, and in Sharpie, you would write down all the guests and their numbers on that piece of paper for us to call. And that, and you have so many connections in baseball that was like, you know, you'd see one after another of all these big names that nobody had their numbers for as producers, but you did because of all your great relationships. I used to take that piece of paper and put it directly into my phone, the numbers on that paper right into my phone, and Scott Boris and Roger Clemens and all these big names. But you were a pleasure to work for. It's just amazing all these relationships that you cultivated through your years of covering the game.
Well, it's a pleasure to work with you, too. And I'm still using the Sharpie at 8:45 on Sunday morning and then handing it to the producer before we go on the air.
That's great.
And that's never changed in 17 years, but it's been a wonderful experience to be on the radio station and to receive the support of management as the program has grown.
You got to get your take on the Yankees. You've seen a lot of great playoff series in your time. Yankees go up against Verlander and Cole back-to-back. They find themselves in a 2-1 rut. But they got Tanaka tonight at home against Greinke, who they beat already. What are your expectations for tonight's game, Yankees-Astros game 4?
I think this is their last best chance. I think it absolutely underscores that they must win tonight, because down 3-1, I find it impossible. We're on the air talking about the Miracle Mets, but I think that it'll be impossible for them to win 3 straight against Houston, especially 2 down there. They need to win tonight. I have every expectation that Tanaka's going to come up big again, as he has historically.
All right, so one more time with the event. Monday, October 21st at the SVA Theater. It's Fans for the Cure, Miracle Mets 50th Anniversary Celebration, moderated by Ed Randall, Cleon Jones, Ed Cranepole, Art Chamsky, Ron Swoboda. If you want tickets or you need more information, events at fansforthecure.org or 212-625-1025. It's 212-625-1025. I hope you pack the house here and raise a lot of money for this event, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. But if I could, Gio, I just want to say it's fansforthecure.org/miraclemets. And please, everybody, we're nonpartisan, okay? We're non-denominational. Yankee fans are welcome to join us.
To heckle you guys?
In 1969, the Yankees were 80-81 under Ralph Houk, but we welcome Yankee fans, baseball fans. I think that this Mets team from 69 transcends partisan partisanship, and also it's one of the great teams in history. And look, we're not going to. I'd like to come back on the air with you guys when we have the 75th anniversary. Can we make that?
Oh man, of course. That'd be pretty good. That would be pretty good, Ed. Thanks for your time. Best of luck with the event.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
All right, thank you, Ed Randall of Talkin' Baseball.